the 2011 Topaz Donegal International Rally came to an end yesterday at the Mount Errigal Hotel, and after 3 days of grueling action, for the first time, Tim McNulty has won the Donegal event. Paul Kelly has won before with Eugene Donnelly, and indeed has taken on the honours once again, but this time with the County Meath man. They won in their Super Impreza WRC, and indeed were the dominant force throughout the weekend. Alistair Fisher did lead for a couple of stages early on Friday, but Tim pulled clear second run over Fanad, and after that really never looked back. As we said, this is Tim's first one in Donegal, and the Subaru, which he drove, ran impeccably over three tough days. In the end, 1 minute and 20 seconds was the winning margin for McNulty and Kelly, ahead of Alistair Fisher and Rory Kennedy in the Ford Fiesta Super 2000. Wrapping up the top three was Corkman Darrell Reardon and Derry's Tony McDade in their Impreza, just over a minute down on a Fisher. So McNulty and Kelly are taking the honour in 2011. They won the Jim Kennedy Award. They also take the Thomas Maguire Award and the Best Republic of Ireland Crew. Well, I spoke to Tim just immediately after completing stage 24, the concluding stage of the Donegal International Rally. It was, of course, the second run round, the Buncrana Town stage. And as he came off the end of that stage, he was overwhelmed at being crowned the Donegal winner.
Absolutely fantastic. I'm over the moon. I've waited for this so long and fought so hard over the years. And to get a win like this is just fantastic. It's the pinnacle. It's the top. I'd give up everything for this now, and now I have it on the mantelpiece.
You had a controlled drive today. You'd done all the hard work yesterday. There was a section of about four or five stages. You had to go on it, and you'd done that. And really, that's what won you this rally?
Yeah, we picked our stages, and even yesterday in the rain, we had to go over to Knockalla, and we set a time in it, and Fanad was fantastic for us in Atlantic Drive the day before. So we'd our plan mapped out, and we stuck to it all weekend, and it worked for us.
Yeah. You've been rallying a long time now. You've been waiting a long, long time for this.
I've been waiting 10 years for this, and to get it is just... you dream about these things, but now to be number one in Donegal is just fantastic. Yeah. I'm overcome nearly by it. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. Finally, a mention for your navigator. He's done it here before. How crucial was his experience of winning Donegal with you?
Paul is a huge influence in the car, and it wouldn't be done without him, and he was just fantastic, and his experience is just second to none.
To McNulty and Paul Kelly, that was Tim speaking directly after winning the 2011 Donegal International Rally at the end of stage 24 down in Buncrana. Well, another of the highlights from the last number of days was the Ford Fiesta Super 2000 of Alistair Fisher and Rory Kennedy, who put up some very competitive times in the Super 2000 car and led the rally at one stage on the Friday. Speaking to Alistair yesterday at the finish ramp at the Mount Errigal was Chris McNulty, and young Fisher was very pleased with his weekend's work.
Oh, it's a great result. Very happy. First time in this car, so can't complain at all. Really good.
They put up some good times, I think, particularly Friday, where you actually led the rally at one point.
Yeah, we're very pleased with that. Led the rally for a short while on Friday, so we can't complain. Tim's driven a really good rally, so we're very happy.
And what about the Donegal stages this year? Very tough?
Very tough rally. 300 kilometres. It's very long and challenging for everybody.
And overall, happy enough with second, obviously?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
And Tim, I suppose the Impreza was always going to be hard to keep up with?
Yeah, Tim was always going to be hard to keep up with. We sort of thought that coming to the event, but we can't really complain. We've had problem-free and good run.
Alistair Fisher, who had a good run at the weekend, finishing second overall. Outside of that, there was a tremendous battle in Group N, which went right down to the wire yesterday after the two runs round Buncrana. Just 1.8 seconds separated the top two placings in Group N. Gary Jennings finishing ahead of Philip Morrow. It was a good weekend for Gary Jennings and his navigator, David Moynihan. And Gary Jennings was very pleased indeed to be winning the class for the second time.
Yeah, tight old battle, hey, and we were just chatting. It's 6 years we won Group N here. The last thing was 05, so we've led Group N every year since, but just never got to the finish line, so it's been great to get to the finish line, but I didn't expect to leave it with that little margin to win. But yeah, 1.8 good, 1.8 seconds after three long days rallying, it's a good result.
You took the lead in Group N for the first time this morning. How tight was it all through today's stages?
I think we're fastest in the first stage since Friday, but then we lost 2 minutes, so we dropped way back. But we creeped up and then in behind Young Morrow this morning and he had problems, so we took the lead. We were only leading by 12 seconds, so we fit to manage that lead all day. So right to the very last stage, it was only like 3.5 seconds going into it, but we managed to do it.
Gary Jennings there speaking to Chris McNulty. 1.8 seconds was the difference between Jennings and Morrow, and taking third in Group N, Alan Ring will be happy with his performance. Adrian Deasy was on there calling the notes. On to the National Championship, and a tremendous battle in the various classes and categories here, but the overall winner in the National was Daniel McKenna and Andrew Greenan. They did have problems with the car, but they were setting some blistering times through the weekend, and deserving winners of the National Championship, taking victory by almost 2 minutes and 45 seconds to lift the Sammy Fisher Memorial Trophy. Second in the National, John Dalton and Gwynnifer Jones from Wales in the Darien, and a brilliant performance by Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan to hold on to third position. They were in a big battle with Rodney Walton, but Brogan held on by 8 seconds to take third in the National, and indeed also win the Declan Gannon Award as the highest place Donegal Motor Club crew. Let's hear from the winner of the National Championship now, Daniel McKenna.
We're delighted now to have taken the victory, so yeah. And you put up some fantastic times over the weekend, Daniel.
Yeah, it was sort of a mix again. We had a couple of incidents. We were very lucky to even be in the rally and finish the rally at all. And we turned in a few good times as well, so we're delighted with that. Fortunately, a good few of the other national competitors had bad luck and didn't finish and stuff, and made our job a wee bit easier. It was a brilliant weekend and brilliant stages, and fair play to Donegal Motor Club.
And you had a big lead coming into today, so I suppose Sunday was really all about getting around them and making sure you were safe and sound coming back into Buncrana.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes it's hard when you're out in front and you're trying to preserve a lead because you think you can back off and stuff, but when you're not driving, you know, fairly fast, you can lose concentration very easily. So we just carried on as normal, as if we were just in the normal rally. We're just being a bit safer, but yeah, a good day's crack today, and we're happy with the way it went.
Daniel McKenna speaking after his victory in the National Rally. And as we told you, Brian Brooke, Damien McGettigan with a brilliant finish to take third in the National Rally. Chris McNulty also got the reaction from Brian Brogan at the finish ramp in the Mount Errigal Hotel, and his thoughts on that hard battle with Rodney Walton.
We had a hard day today. Rodney Walton put it up to us there fairly hard all day, so and the finish up, we nicked him on the last stage and just made the difference. And always kept us in there, kept us ahead of him, so thank God we're here in the end.
And third overall in the National as well, you've got to be happy with your weekend.
Yeah, very good achievement. It's 2006 since I finished this rally here now, so I'm glad to be here. Good to be in it.
And was that one around Malin the key? Was that what won it for you ultimately?
Yeah, the last stage of Malin was the decider. So we're still 11 seconds ahead getting into the last two, so it left us in good shape then, you know.
And what about the weekend overall, Brian?
Very good overall now, definitely. Good for everybody, good for spectators and all too, so it's good to see it. Good to see a good Donegal finishing up again.
Brian Brogan there. Now with a rundown on the top placings in the various classes from the Donegal International, here's Charlie Collins.
Class 1 winners were Liam McMullen and John Call in their Honda Civic, followed by Adrian Cannon and Aidan Gannon, also in a Civic. Declan Leonard and Dermot McCafferty took up third spot in a Ford Fiesta. In Class 2, Scott McElhinney and Carl Reid were the very impressive winners in the Citroën section. Kieran Daly and Dara Mullen were second, with Joseph McGonigal and Niall Burns finishing third. In Class 5, the winners there were Paddy Walker and Jared Mullen in their Peugeot, followed home by Alistair Glenn and Martin Sharkey, also in a Peugeot. In Class 6, Kevin Barrett and Sean Mullally were the winners in their Subaru WRC, with Seamus Hearn and Jerry McVeigh in second spot in their Corolla, and George Baskin and Bobby Trimble third in their Volkswagen Golf. Class 9 was won by Barry McGill and Gene McDonald in their Ford Escort Mark II. James Greenan and Danny McCluskey were second in their Vauxhall Corsa, with Seamus Rogers and Jerry Gallagher third in their Honda Civic. And in Class 10, there was just one prize here. David and Chris Beard in their Vauxhall Astra took first spot. The modified cars 1451cc to 1650cc in Class 11 was won by Kevin and Gavin Gallagher. Impressive victory for them. Alan Sweeney and Timmy Lum in their Ford Escort were second, with Kevin Bradley and Graham Henderson in their Ford Escort in third position. Class 12 was won by Stephen McFerrin and Joe Agnew in a Ford Escort, with Patrick and Anthony Boner second, also in an Escort. Michael Peoples and Stephen Gallina took third spot there in another Escort. Class 13 was won by Frank Kelly and Liam Brennan, also in a Ford Escort, with Geoffrey Dolan and Connor Murphy in their Talbot Sunbeam in second position. Mark Barnett and Richard Cleary in a Ford Escort finished in third position. Class 14 was keenly contested between a number of local drivers. Rodney Walton and Conor McMahon in their Ford Escort took victory there from Adrian Hetherington and Gary Nolan in a Ford Escort, with Martin McGee and Damien Fleming making up third spot. Class 15 was won by David Graham and Mark Vaughan in a Mitsubishi, while Class 16 went to Josh Moffat and Donald Lennon, also in a Mitsubishi, with Peter Barrable and Paddy Robinson in a Citroen second, and Andrew Connor and Neil Doherty taking up third position. The overall winners of the historic rally for 2011 were once again Mervyn Johnson and Wendy Blackledge. Mervyn also picked up the Basil Carr Memorial Award and indeed the Spirit of the Rally Award. And in the Donegal Junior Rally for 2011, the winners there by 29 seconds in their Toyota Corolla were Daniel Breslin and Johnny Gordon.
Charlie Collins there with details of the top places in the various classes, bringing the curtain down on Highland Radio's coverage of the 40th Donegal International Rally.